Ezra chapter 5 and verses 3 to 5. Digging In. Now, the title I've chosen, Digging In, is somewhat ambiguous. Let me ask this question. Who's digging in? You see, we have the enemies of the Jews, and we have the Jews themselves. Digging in. Well, who's digging in? Who's, as it were, digging their heels in and won't move? Who's being stubborn? Well, both sides. Both sides. At that time, remember, the Jews have come to a halt in their building of the temple, of their setting down the foundations and so on, because the king's edict has come and so on. The enemies have had success with their letter. Then the Jews have come to a halt with the work. They've gone on with the building of their own houses, and nobody seems to bother about that. But the prophets, especially Haggai and Zechariah, have been raised up by God to speak and to argue with the Jews and move them again to action. Immediately at that time, verse 3, Tattenai, governor of Trans-Euphrates, and Shethar-Bozenai and their associates went to them and asked, "Who authorized you to build this temple and restore this structure?" They also asked, "What are the names of the men constructing this building?" You can feel the threat in this. It reminds me of the Gestapo, you know, questioning people. "Who have you got living here? Who's doing this?" and so on. Well, there's these governors and rulers and state police, you might almost say, coming to these Jews. "Who's doing it? Give us the names. We want the names down. We want to take action here." But, verse 5, but the eye of their God was watching over the elders of the Jews, and they were not stopped until a report could go to Darius and his written reply be received. In other words, they were not going to be put off by these threats. The enemies are digging their heels in. They're digging in for the long haul. But so are the Jews. They're going to go on. Haggai, Zechariah, they have had some success here. God has moved them and used them to move the Jews to start working again. It was the bigwigs who came against the Jews, of course. Satan's agents won't give up easy, you know. I know I've been speaking to young believers recently. You're in for the long haul. And Satan's attacks, they come, but they don't go. They may fade away for a bit, but they'll come again. You remember when Jesus was in the wilderness and was tempted? It says when the 40 days were over, Satan left him for a while, for a season. That wasn't the end of the story, you know. Didn't we have one attack from Satan? It goes on and on and on. And even though I'm at the end of my journey, close to it, still Satan will come. The enemies are in with the staying power, you know. They're in for the long haul. The temple is their point here. They were going to bring it down. They don't want that temple built. They want the names. They want a report sent off to head office. And they're going to do it. But let's Jews, by God's grace here, by God's power, they too are going to stand firm. That "but" is a huge word here. Only three letters, but it carries a tremendous weight. God is watching over them. Now, of course, you could say, well, God is watching over us, so it doesn't matter. No, no, no. It's God and us. Work out your own salvation, for it is God who works in you. God does the work. God got the enabling power. But the Jews have to do the building. And it's the same for us in the gospel day. God enables us. We have to preach, though. We have to live. We have to discipline. We have to rule. We have to do this and that in the Church of Christ. We have to do our duty. Only God can make it effective. But we have to stand. Christ builds his church, but we have to build too. And he builds his church through his people. And we too, we face enemies. Today, where I live, it's mostly apathy and indifference. But Christ uses poor material, like me, like you, brother and sister, to build his church in days of apathy and indifference. But there can come direct opposition, and some brothers and sisters are knowing it. It's not indifference for them. The enemies of the gospel, the powerful enemies of the gospel, the agents of Satan, are active in bringing down the work of God. Satan, he will not give up, and we must keep on digging in for the long haul. This is what we need to do. I remember, and I've given the illustration before, of a famous author who was trying to write this book, and he finished the manuscript, and he read it through, and he thought it was never going to be published. He couldn't see anybody would want it, so he chucked it in the bin, and he went out for a walk. He was in Scotland. And he came across a man digging in a peat field, and he got in conversation with him. And it turned out the man was digging in this field to try and level it. His father had done it before him, and his father before his father, grandfather, had also spent his life trying to level this field. So the author said, when will you finish? He said, well, I won't finish. He was just going on throughout his life trying to level this field. The author went back, rescued his manuscript, tidied it up, and sent it off to be published. Keep on, you see, my brothers and sisters. Let's keep on. It's not just his author. The Bible says, we shall reap if we faint not. We are tempted to faint. Don't give up. Keep pressing on. Now, you see, what is the picture we're getting here of the Church of Christ? This is the temple here. This is the Old Covenant. But what can we learn from the New Covenant? It's not fun and games, is it? We don't go with coffee in one hand and a party popper in the other and a fancy hat on the head, back of the head. It's not a party. It's not a fun game. It's not a day out. It's a serious, sleeves-up, rolled-up business. It's a hard work. It's labor for the gospel. Go labor on. Spend and be spent. Thy joy to do the master's will. Workers wanted. Let me close with the story of Spurgeon again. I've used it before, but it bears repeating. Remember, he was passing a glue factory one day, and he said, I saw a notice on the gate, bones wanted. Yes, he said, mostly backbones. Brothers and sisters, backbones wanted, workers wanted, those who were in for the long haul, those who would dig in, and whatever the opposition, we want to be able to stand, and having done all to stand. Ephesians chapter 6, in this battle, it may not be advanced, but if you can stand, and having done all to stand, may God be praised. But the gospel must be advanced. Christ will build his church. And he uses, I say, poor material like us. May God find us willing. May he find us awake to the fact that we are going to meet opposition. And Satan's agents won't give us rest. But we are determined to be in for the long haul, digging in. May God give us grace to be such. Amen.